Acting as Lewis's footman and driver for the trip was Sam Bridgman, a veteran Pinkerton detective in his early 50s and a native of Virginia. A Mexican War veteran and former New York City cop who had a shrewd and wary disposition, Bridgman handled the reins in a style worthy of a turnout in Pall Mall or Piccadilly, Lewis later wrote. The preparations for their mission completed by the evening of June 27th, Lewis and Bridgman loaded their carriage and horse onto a freight boat that sailed them southeast down the winding Ohio River to the village of Guyandot in western Virginia, where they stayed in the town's best hotel overnight on June 28th. They checked out the next morning, driving off in their carriage through lush green Kanawha County to Charleston, farther east, where Pinkerton had reports that 1,000 rebel troops were bivouacked. 5 o'clock that afternoon, 5 cavalry pickets from one of the number of rebel patrols swarming the Kanawha Valley stopped them 10 miles from Charleston and asked for their passes, which Lewis did not have. The pickets said they would escort the pair to their commandant's regimental headquarters in a farmhouse Lewis could see nearby. They were sure he would issue them the needed paperwork. This threw Lewis for a loop. Though his instructions for the mission were vague, he had planned to avoid Confederate soldiers as much as possible, but he made the best of it. At the stately old farmhouse with a broad veranda and troop tents surrounding it for what was called Camp Tompkins, Lewis was introduced to Colonel George S. Patton, who had been a Charleston lawyer before organizing local farmers and merchants into the Kanawha Riflemen, and whose grandson, General George S. Patton, Jr., would gain fame in World War II. Just 25 years old, Colonel Patton turned out to be a pleasant fellow and a gracious host. Sitting in the farmhouse parlor, Lewis gave his cover story about being an upper-class British tourist, which impressed Patton, who signed a pass to Charleston for the pair. Patton told Lewis he could get a pass from Wise once he was there to go elsewhere. That scared Lewis, who had heard of the general's reputation for being difficult to deal with. The rest of the evening, Lewis and Patton sat on the veranda chatting. Lewis had Bridgman fetch a bottle of champagne and 2 cigars for his host, and acting like a haughty lord, recounted his service in the Crimean War. Lewis knew enough about the conflict from books on the subject he had sold door to door, but pretended to be ignorant about this war the Americans were having.